ஓம் நம பிரணவார்த்தாய சுத்த ஜானைக்கமூர்த்தயே நிர்மலாய பிரசாந்தாய தட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே நம. நிரஞ்சனம் நித்யம் அனந்த ரூபம் பக்தானுகம்பாத்ருத விக்ரஹம் வை ஈஷாவதாரம் பரமேஷமேத்யம் தம் ராமகிருஷ்ணம் சிரசா நமாமி. யதாக்னேர் தாஹிகா சக்தி ராமகிருஷ்ணே ஸ்திதாஹியா சர்வ வித்யா ஸ்வரூபாந்தாம் சாரதாம் பிரணமாம்யஹம். ப்ரபன்ன பாரிஜாதாய தோத்ரவேத்ரைகபாணயே ஞானமுத்ராய கிருஷ்ணாய கீதாம்ருததுகே நம. சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். Fifth chapter, first sloka. Arjuna uvacha sanyasam karmanam krishna punaryogam cha shamsasi yachreya etayorekam tanme bruhi sunishchitam. In spite of clear teaching of Bhagavan, Arjuna managed to have a doubt. If he would have heard properly, there is no possibility of doubt at all. Because of his extrovertedness or selective listening, he managed to have a doubt. What is his doubt? Here he says, "Hey Krishna, கர்மணாம் சந்நியாசம் சம்சசி. யூ ஹாவ் க்ளோரிஃபைட் கர்ம சந்நியாசா. வேர் யூ ஹாவ் க்ளோரிஃபைட் இன் தி ஃபோர்த் சாப்டர் பகவான் ஹேஸ் க்ளோரிஃபைட் கர்ம சந்நியாசா, தட் இஸ் ரினன்சியேஷன் ஆஃப் ஆல் டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் இன் வேரியஸ் பிளேசஸ் கர்மண்ய கர்மய பஷேத கர்மணி ச கர்மய. ஒன் ஹூ சீஸ் ஆக்ஷன் இன்ஆக்ஷன் and one who sees inaction in action is a wise man. Then jnanagni dagda karmanam tamahu panditam buddha. One who has burnt all the karmas, all the actions by knowledge, him wise men call him as a wise man. Then yadrcha labha santushtaha dvandvatito vimatsaraha. சர்வம் கர்மாகிலம் பார்த்த ஞானே பரிசமாப்பியதே. ஆல் டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் ஹாவ் வேலிடிட்டி ஒன்லி வென் இட் லீட்ஸ் டு நாலெட்ஜ். தென் ஞானாக்னி சர்வ கர்மாணி பஸ்மசாத் குருத்தே ததா. லைக் தி லாக் ஆஃப் வுட்ஸ் ஃபியூவல் ஆர் பர்ன்ட் பை தி ஃபயர், சிமிலர்லி நாலெட்ஜ் ஃபயர் பர்ன்ஸ் ஆல் டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் கர்ம ஃபலம். Then yogastha sanyasa karmanam jnana sanchinna samshayam, like that. In various places in the fourth chapter itself, Bhagavan glorified karma sanyasa. So Arjuna quotes all those things and says, karmanam sanyasam samshasi, you have glorified karma sanyasa. Punaha, again, yogam cha samshasi, again you have glorified or you have asked me to follow karma yoga. Having told that nahi jnanena sadrisham, nothing is like knowledge, he told tasmad yogam uttishta. Tasmad yogam atishta uttishta. He told, therefore, please get up and do your swadharma. What this tasmad? What is this therefore? Actually, the therefore is a pakka therefore. So we should understand, whether Arjuna understands or not, we should understand what is the teaching of Bhagavan. For every human being, there is only one worthy goal of life, and that is finding infinitude, finding our nature as infinite one in the form of Atma Jnanam. Because the solution always depends upon the type of problem. The type of problem analyzed diagnosed by Shastra is Parichinnatvam, finitude. All problems starts because of this one idea that I am so and so. Once that idea is falsified, the individual becomes universal and he becomes infinite in his understanding, though his body is within limitations of space and time, but he doesn't attach himself with that particular body-mind complex and he claims himself as an infinite entity. So the Parichinnatvam is the problem, therefore the solution is infinitude. And that Parichinnatvam is not actual, it is in the form of thought. Actually, I don't know whether I am infinite or finite, but my thoughts are based upon finite things. So based upon the body, I think that I am infinite. And when the body idea goes away in my sleep, I don't find I am finite. When I attach myself with the body, when I have an idea that I am body, naturally I will have an idea that I am finite. When the idea that I don't have body or I have body is not there in sleep, both the ideas are not there. Both the ideas, that is, I have body or I don't have body, both the ideas are not there. That moment I stay as I am, wherein I don't find any finitude in me. So this finitude also is a mere thought, adhyasa, superimposition, Vedanta calls it. So therefore the solution also will be in the form of thought. The problem is because of the wrong data, the solution will be because of proper data. Wrong data are given by our sense organs. Sense organs shows that this is body, therefore it is you. This is body, it shows. But still it says therefore it is you. This very therefore itself is wrong. Therefore you have body, therefore you are body. You see body, therefore you are body. You have body, therefore you are body. Like that. Or some people, this is body, therefore you are body. So all the time wrong data are given by our sense organs and mind, of course our parents and society. But Shastra says that the data is wrong. The source of data also is false. Sense organs are meant to know what is an object. It doesn't have the capacity to find out the subject because of which the very sense organs are working. Eyes cannot show the chaitanyam because of which very eyes work. Shrotrasya shrotram, manaso manoyat, vachoho vacham, savu pranasya pranaha. Because of which chaitanyam, eyes work as eyes, ears work as ears. That will not be known by the sense organs. So therefore Shastra says the source of data is a wrong source, therefore data also were wrong, your judgment also was wrong. Now the source of data is Shastram, which says that there is Chaitanyam behind all the sources of data, all the mind and sense organs. You are that. So when the problem is in the form of thought, solution also is in the form of thought. The problem is I am individual. The problem is in the form of thought, like I am individual. The solution is in the form of a thought, again I am infinite. So this is called Atmajnanam. Gaining this Atmajnanam is the goal of human life. All other species don't have this capacity to know this knowledge. Their lives are simply mechanized, instinct based life. But this human being is given a wonderful faculty called mind or intellect, which can judge, which can have self judgment. So having that instrument, if anybody don't use it, then hechet avedit atha satyamasti nachet iha vedin mahati vinashtihi, huge loss. People are bothered about loss in shares and loss in bank balances and deposits. Shastra says, hey, very life is wasted, completely wasted. Bhagavan need not give this human body to have kapada, makan and whatever sense pleasures are there. That is available in the other beings also. So gaining this knowledge is the goal of human life. But this knowledge is sudurlabha, not easy, not casually available. One should prepare oneself consciously, and that preparation called sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, yogyata, jnana yogyata. Any knowledge requires yogyata. You cannot just go walk in inside the Indian Institute of Science and register yourself as PhD. They will see whether you are qualified, master degree is there or not, anything you have qualification or not. Similarly, this is the subtlest knowledge available for humanity, knowledge about oneself, knowledge about the subject. So one should prepare, and that preparation is possible only when one goes through various life situations. Various life situations, if it is gone through in a conscious way, they teach so many things. Main thing what it teaches is, whatever has arrived in our life is subject to departure. This understanding is called Viveka Shakti. Anything arrives in my life is subject to departure. Not that I should always afraid of its departure, not that I should not use at all that entity which has arrived. Shastra says don't depend on that. Transact with it, but don't depend on that for your happiness. So that is called Viveka Shakti. Out of this Viveka, natural consequence is Vairagyam. Vairagyam means you will not hold on to it. Anytime ready to give. When somebody asks you anything, you have given, suppose somebody has given to you something, when they ask you, you just hand over with thanks. Knowingly, because it is not your property. It was given by the nature. Parents are given by the Lord. The society was given by the Lord. Money was given by the Lord. Very body is given by the Lord. And mind is given by the Lord. Everything is given. When somebody asks, give back. So we should not feel bad. With a note, thank you. We have to able to be give back. That is called Vairagyam. Both put together is called Yogyata, Jnana Yogyata. And for this maturity, one should go through initially active way of lifestyle. And that active way of lifestyle is called Grihastha Ashrama, wherein lot of opportunities are there to gain maturity. Because in Grihastha Ashrama only, you will get lot of beatings. Responsibilities, roles are there. Therefore, lot of possibility of getting beatings are there. So, Shastra says go through that. You will have experience. Or if a person says enough of all those things, I want to lead a secluded life, completely committed to this knowledge, then he says okay, you can take the lifestyle called Sannyasa Ashrama. But for Sannyasa Ashrama itself, there is a necessary for certain level of maturity. So all these things Bhagavan told. But our Arjuna has misunderstood that word Sannyasa. Because the sannyasa word has two meanings. One is very knowledge itself is called Vidvat Sannyasa, one meaning. Another meaning is lifestyle is called Vividhisha Sannyasa. Bhagavan never glorified the sannyasa lifestyle. Bhagavan glorified knowledge only. But here Arjuna managed to get confusion because of his filtered hearing, listening. His mind is towards Sannyasa Ashrama. He has not yet tasted what it is. He knew what is Grihastha Ashrama, what are the roles, what are the problems. For the reason which he is not at all responsible, he had to go through lots of troubles because of his elder brother. Too much softness. In front of him, his wife was dishonored. And so many humiliations he had to go through in Grihastha Ashrama. He thought, now again one more fire ordeal is there. He had to kill Bhishmacharya and Dronacharya, his own teachers and elders. So he is now one step towards the sannyasa ashrama lifestyle. So he is in hurry to run away. So because of this prejudice or a filtered listening, he has misunderstood the word sannyasa as ashrama sannyasa or kevala sannyasa or sannyasa ashrama or lifestyle called sannyasa lifestyle. Bhagavan did not glorify ashrama sannyasa at all. He glorified only Vidvat Sannyasa or Atma Jnanam or Jnanena Karma Sannyasa, renouncing all the actions in spite of being intensely active. Not in the absence of actions. In spite of being intensely active, how to renounce the actions and its fruits was told by the Lord. While Bhagavan glorified Atma Jnanam, now Arjuna's doubt is whether I should take for ashrama sannyasa or grihastha ashrama. Ashrama sannyasa and grihastha ashrama are diagonally opposite. By lifestyle, if he is a person, married man, he cannot be a monk. If he is a monk, he cannot be a married man. Sthiti gati vat Shankaracharya writes, it is like telling stand and walk. How to stand and walk? Either stand or walk. So both are just opposite. Similarly, both lifestyles are just opposite. One and the same person cannot follow it simultaneously. Initially he can be a grihastha, then he can take to sannyasa. Not the other way around. After taking sannyasa, he cannot go to grihastha ashram. Understand? So one and the same person cannot follow it simultaneously. Arjuna therefore asks, which lifestyle I should take? There is no option between gaining maturity and gaining knowledge. You cannot gain knowledge without gaining preliminary maturity, preliminary qualifications. Nor you can stop just by gaining preliminary qualifications. Without gaining knowledge also you cannot stop. So there is no option between gaining maturity and knowledge. But there is an option in lifestyle through which you can get maturity. And the two options are there, sannyasi lifestyle and grihastha lifestyle. In grihastha lifestyle means lot of responsibilities, karma, anushthana. Therefore, karma yoga is always connected with grihastha ashrama. For a sannyasi, there is no need for even to do any puja also. He need not do any puja. He should not do is not the thing. He need not do. All the time, he can spend only in jnana vichara. That's why when he takes sannyasa, his tuft is cut. Upavita and tuft are insignia of a household. Kudumi, they call it. So your kudumi is, kudumi means what? Your tuft is called kudumi. Your kudumi is in somebody's hand. But for sannyasi, there is no kudumi, so nobody can hold. So that is the idea. Here Arjuna asks, etayoho shreyaha tad bruhi. Among these two lifestyle, which is better you tell? Which will take me to shreyas? Shreyas means moksha. Because when there is an option, always human psychology is what? We will opt for only better thing. Without knowing what is better, we cannot choose. So here Arjuna says, etat shreyaha bruhi. And if Bhagavan says both are okay only, suppose Arjuna says, no, that way don't describe. Ekam bruhi, me shreyaha tad bruhi. I am not asking advice for the entire humanity. I am asking for me, what is good for me, that you tell. And don't tell both are good, because both I cannot follow simultaneously. And don't tell the lesser one also, better only you should tell, and one only you have to tell. And not only that, why can't you yourself decide? Arjuna says, I don't have that capacity to choose. Sunishchitam bruhi, you yourself choose on my behalf, because I cannot think and choose. Only one thing you tell, one lifestyle you tell, which is better one for me, and you yourself decide, analyze and think, and finally you decide and give a command. That is the privilege of a disciple in front of the teacher. That's the privilege of the disciple. Disciple can happily say, I don't have thinking capacity. In front of teachers, they can say. Others, they won't say. In front of others, we cannot say, I am idiot. But in front of the teacher, we can happily say, I am idiot, I don't have the capacity to think. But unfortunately, this statement of Arjuna might have made Bhagavan as a dejected one. Because last 75 hours he was talking. He has explained everything. Every aspect of spiritual life is explained already. But when a disciple says, when Arjuna says that, please think on my behalf and decide the course of action on my behalf, it means what? The teaching did not enter the mind of the disciple. You want to know which road takes to Kanyakumari? There is a downtana circle. So you ask one person, he explains pakka, everything he explains and says, this is the way, this is one route, that is another route, that is third route, and in this route these are all the convenient things, and in this route these are all the problems, like that he explains. After explaining, he expects you to choose, correct? Then if you ask the person who was telling all these details, please choose on my behalf one road and tell, means what? The fellow will get irritated. Are you, all the time I was describing the positive and negative aspects of every root. Three roots are there, everything I was telling, still you are asking. So you will get irritated and he may tell this is the root like that. But for Bhagavan, as a teacher, it is clear that student did not hear anything. Teaching has not gone inside. Not only that, the disciple refuses to think by himself. That is another problem. That is another problem. Not only he did not think. Now he says, Sunishchitam Bruhi, you yourself decide and tell. That means what? In future also, I will not be able to think. So he refuses to think. But unfortunately, teacher cannot decide on behalf of the student. Teacher can help the student to think. Teacher can provide enough data so that he can think and decide. Teacher can even encourage him, hey, please think, please think. Teacher can tell the disciple about the strength and weaknesses of the individual. But teacher cannot decide. So Bhagavan also cannot decide. He will never tell up to the last, you go for sannyasa or you go for grahasashram. All the time he will tell, both are good, both are good. But you have to decide. So poor Bhagavan had to start his teaching once again as a fresh teaching, as though it is a new topic. He taught out of compassion towards the humanity. This Arjuna's confusion is the fortune for the future humanity. So Bhagavan starts his teaching once more. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Sanyasah Karma Yogascha Nishreyasakaravubhau Tayostu Karma Sanyasat Karma Yogo Vishishyate. As we saw, Arjuna's question is because of his wrong understanding of the word sannyasaha. In Shastra, the sannyasa word used in two meanings. One is vidvat sannyasaha or jnana karma sannyasaha or atma jnanam. Knowledge itself is called sannyasa. Why? Because through knowledge, a person can disidentify himself with all types of actions, even if he is performing all types of actions. So it is called vidvat sannyasaha. Another meaning of sannyasa is vividisha sannyasaha, vijnatum iccha. That is, what is the truth? He wants to know. Therefore, he wants to be totally committed for that pursuit of knowledge. Therefore, he selects seclusion as a lifestyle. That is called vividisha sannyasaha or kevala sannyasaha or sannyasa ashrama, monk's lifestyle. So vidvat sannyasa means, first meaning, renunciation of all actions through atma jnanam. In spite of being intensely active, the jnani renounces all types of actions. Jnanena karma sannyasaha. His understanding is, I am infinite atma, conscious entity. Therefore, being infinite, I am asangaha, not attached to anything. Therefore, I am akarta. Sarvagataha means what? Infinite means what? All-pervasive. All-pervasive means not movable. Therefore, I cannot do any action. All the actions appear to the sense organs are gunaha guneshu vartante. This body-mind complex transacts with the external world. Both are the products of trigunas, sattva, raja, tamas. Aham kinchit na karomi. I don't do any action. I cannot do any action. Gaining this knowledge is the purpose, whether he is a grihastha or a sannyasi. To gain this knowledge, one should be matured. That adhikaritvam is attained through, that maturity is attained through karma yoga. Therefore, Bhagavan told there is no choice between this karma yoga and vidvat sannyasa. Then second sannyasa is sannyasa ashrama, vividisha sannyasa. It is a lifestyle in which the seeker renounces externally. He renounces externally all the family members. He disowns all the family members. And even he changes his color of the cloth and cuts his tuft and sacred thread. Lives on bhiksha, totally dedicated to ஞான விசாரா ஆர் சாஸ்திர விசாரா. டு திஸ் லைஃப் ஸ்டைல் இட் செல்ஃப் ஒன் ஷுட் ஹாவ் சர்டன் அமௌண்ட் ஆஃப் மெச்சூரிட்டி. திஸ் லைஃப் ஸ்டைல் இட் செல்ஃப் டஸ் நாட் கேரண்டி நாலெட்ஜ். திஸ் மாங்க் லைஃப் ஸ்டைல் டசன்ட் கேரண்டி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆர் மோக்ஷா. Taking this lifestyle is not goal. Gaining knowledge is goal. But taking this lifestyle is not goal. One can choose this lifestyle or need not take this lifestyle. He can remain as grihastha and pursue spiritual life. And this vividisha sanyasa monk lifestyle is just opposite to the householder's lifestyle. Bhagavan never glorifies this sanyasa ashrama in Gita. Unlike Upanishad, if you go Upanishad, full sannyasa ashrama glory will be there. Upanishad will glorify na karmana na prajaya dhane na jyage naike amrutatvamanashuhu vitteshanaya putreshanaya lokeshanaya athavyutthaya vibhjacharyam charanti. Plenty of places this sannyasa ashrama is glorified because the student is that level of student. Here the student is who? Pakka grahasthashami, having lots of wise, and the teacher also grahasthashami, 10,000 and odd, and the compiler Vyasacharya also grahasthashami. So the student also, Arjuna also, having lots of families. So therefore in Gita we will never come across sannyasa ashrama glory, because majority is not for that. Majority is for grihastashrama only. It is a safe place, as Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna says, living in householder life and practicing spiritual practices is like fighting, keeping yourself in a safe place. Others cannot come and destroy you or hurt you, but you can fight openly. That is a safe place. So Bhagavan did not glorify this lifestyle at all, because Bhagavan knew Arjuna is a manda adhikari. Manda adhikari means what? Not a matured person. How can we say that he is not a matured person? Because he had a likes and dislikes. He had krodha. He had vengeance. Just entered the battlefield, what he told? Hey Krishna, take my chariot. Let me see who are there going to be destroyed by me. Who are there that who have prepared for their death? Because he is ready to kill. So that maturity is not there. Therefore, Arjuna was considered as a manda adhikari. So Bhagavan never glorifies that sannyasa ashrama. Even in sannyasa ashrama also, if it is taken by a unqualified person, there are lot of pitfalls. So Bhagavan always voted for grihastha ashrama as a safe place for spiritual practices. But what the householders say? Oh, we are all householders, we are not able to practice any spiritual practice. What Shastra says? Hey, householders only can practice more spiritual practices, not the sannyasi. If sannyasi practices spiritual practices, there is nothing great, because what he will do other than this? Somebody feeds him, no responsibility, no duty. So doing that spiritual practice is very simple for him. But for you, though it is full of challenges, but you cannot take excuse that I am not getting quality time for spiritual practice. Because according to Bhagavan Krishna, grihastha ashrama is a safe place, because you are allowed to be angry, you are allowed to be selfish with the idea of one family member, two children, one small round is there, na? It is not wrong, it is your dharma. So you are allowed to have other weaknesses. So if you have a desire of having a flat or having land or having bank balance, it is allowed. Though it is weakness. Why it is weakness? Because your happiness, stability is based on bank balance stability. As even shares goes up, your stability goes up. As even share comes down, your stability also disturbed. That is called weakness. But it is allowed. You are allowed to have money, you are allowed to have people, you are allowed to have all these external supports. But monk cannot have. Suppose if a person, one who has taken monk lifestyle, if he has this type of desires, then his life will be a terrible, sorrowful one. Because he cannot do that. With his cloth, he cannot have these weaknesses. Still, he is not able to grow over those weaknesses, so his life will be with full of turmoils. Therefore, in Grihastha Ashrama, one can practice Karma Yoga freely. For Sannyasi, there is no Karma Yoga at all. Karma Yoga means what? Practicing Swadharma, practicing Pancha Maha Yajna, Pitru Yajna, Deva Yajna, all these Yajnas we saw. Nothing is there for a Sannyasi. So there is a lot of opportunity for an householder to get purity of mind and go for Shastra Vichara and gain Atma Jnana. So both lifestyles are valid lifestyle. Swamiji nicely reconciled these two ideas in his complete works. There was a king. He had a doubt whether Grihastha is great or Sannyasi is great. Because we don't find Sannyasi going and bowing down to Grihastha. Grihasthas only go and bow down to Sannyasi. So who is actually great? When he asked, every Sannyasi told, Grihasthas are great because you people are feeding us, therefore you are great. We don't do any work. You are protecting the entire society, so Grihasthas are great. Because Grihastha only protect entire society. Brahmachari cannot have earnings. Then Sannyasi don't have earnings. Then retired people, Vanaprasthin also don't have earnings. Who protects? Grihastha only protects. Therefore, Grihastha Ashrama is the beautiful ashrama. Like that every sadhu told. But this king was not satisfied with the answer. Whenever a monk comes, he is to ask. One monk replied in a nice way. He told, each one is great in his own place. Each one is great in his own place. Then Raja told, no, I am not able to understand. Please explain. Then he told, see, as long as you are in society, Grihastha is the great. Once you come to the seclusion way of lifestyle, monk lifestyle is the great, like that. So he wanted to get a proof for this statement. So he insisted that, monk, please prove your statement. Then monk told, okay, 1 month you should live with me. 1 month you should live with me, I will prove my statement. Then Raja also agreed. So both Sannyasi and Raja went out. They have crossed many villages, towns, and they reached the other city, other Rajya. So this Raja was in disguise because others should not identify himself. So he was in disguise. So both were going. There in one place they saw huge mela was there and a lot of crowd was there. Just out of curiosity, both went and stood there. There they came to know that Rajakumari of that kingdom is going to select someone as her life partner, spouse. So therefore that mela is arranged. And there was a young princess having a garland. This Sannyasi and this Raja, first Sannyasi and Raja, you have to keep in mind. Disguise Sannyasi and disguise Raja. So they were witnessing what is going on. This girl was not at all happy with any of the people who were around. Suddenly, one more monk came out of curiosity into that crowd. So this girl saw that monk. Immediately, she was fascinated by his physical beauty and tejas, simply put the mala into the neck of the monk. So monk simply took away, what nonsense it is like that, he simply threw away and he started running. By the time that another Raja caught hold of that monk, don't worry, if you marry my daughter, I will give half Rajya to you, you will become a king also, please marry, because my daughter likes you. That monk did not even reply, what nonsense it is like that, simply he threw away and went. So fastly he moved towards the forest, but this girl, princess, was not able to forget this individual, so she also followed. What happened? These two people who were in mission of finding the statement, this guy is Raja and another monk, they also were following this girl. Then that girl entered the forest and lost the route. So evening came. She was not able to find any shelter. Then these two people who were in disguise, they went and told, now forest is there, tomorrow morning you can go back to your kingdom. Now for whose sake you have come, you may not be able to find him, so you go back to your kingdom. So they were staying under the tree. That moment all heard there were some birds they were talking. Hey, some guests have come. 3 guests have come to our house. So we should feed them. So one bird was telling. Another bird was telling, yes, I will go now itself and bring fire and somehow I will manage some food also. Like that father bird told and flew, brought the burning charcoal somehow. This is a story. You cannot put logic there. How a bird can bring burning charcoal or this one. Okay. So brought it. Fire was kept. Then suddenly the father bird told, since I could not find any food, I myself offer as the food for all these people. So 3 people are there as guests. Only one small flesh, what will happen? Mother bird also offered. Then children also they saw. They have sacrificed their life for the Atithi Puja. So we also will sacrifice like that. All the birds fell into that fire. These 3 people, the monk who is in disguise and the Raja who is in disguise and that princess, all were aghast to see the self-sacrifice. Swamiji says, if you are a householder, be ready to sacrifice for the sake of others. Then you will be called as householder. If you are a sannyasi, be ready to throw away even if a princess comes and offers herself. Even if half kingdom is given to you, if you are ready to throw away, then you are called sannyasi. If you are ready to sacrifice yourself and your family for the sake of society, then you will be called a grihastha. If these 2 ideal things are there in anybody's mind, each one is great in their own place. The problem is now, we are not able to hold on to these ideals. Monk community, if you take, monk community is after name and fame, after media galore, glittering media. There are so many people who are in this dress, monk's dress. Big business corporate sectors they are running. And if you go to Grihastha, he cannot think about the society at all. He cannot think about his parent. Where is the question of think about society? Very parent are burden for a Grihastha now. For every young girl, young boy married, very parent or both side parent are burden. So old age home illna idiya, separate hokkulla banni. So lot of selfishness entered, lot of corrupt ideas have entered in the mind. So both ashramas are in trouble now. Both ashramas are in trouble. But Shastra will talk always according to the ideals. Why? To keep ourselves reminded of. Even though you are in degraded situation, never forget that your life ideal is this. If you are a grihastha, never forget that your education, your salary, your wealth, very life itself for the sake of society. If you are a sannyasi, nothing can be equal to your way of life. You should be able to simply throw off even if a princess comes and offers. That is the idea. So each one is great in his own place. Therefore, Bhagavan says in this shloka, sannyasaha karma yogascha ubhau nishreyasa karau. Both sannyasa ashrama and grihastha ashrama, both are great and both can lead to moksha, nishreyasa karau. Ubhau means both, nishreyasa karau means both are a means for atma jnanam. If you are a grihastha, through karma yoga you get maturity. If you are a sannyasi, through serving the guru, guru seva, you get the maturity. But both have positive and negative aspects. Both have positive and negative aspects. What are they? Positive aspect of grihastha ashrama is lots of scope to express all our weaknesses. We have a desire to build a house, you can happily build. There is a field for performing lots of activities. There is a field for sharing. There is a field for neutralizing our own likes and dislikes. And negative aspect in grihastha ashrama is more and more responsibility, because of which you don't get quality time. Quality time and quality mind also. Mind gets more and more extroverted, more and more greedy, more and more arthakami. I want. In somebody's life, even thousands and crores of money is not enough. I want. So both positive and negative aspects are there in the grihastha ashrama. Grihastashrama, now the recent threat is, every Grihastha says, I cannot lead a dharmic life. It's an unfortunate statement, but we find statement from many householders. Swamiji, it is not possible to follow Satyam in our life. You have to tell lie because you live in society. You have to put butter to someone, then only you will get promotion and other thing. You have to bow down your head in front of your employer, then only you can live in this society. You have to harm others, then only you can live. The best way of protection is what? Harming others. That is the idea, unfortunate idea. Situations may compel a householder to do adharma, to tell lies and himsa. If you go to sannyasa ashrama, first thing is, he should have sufficient maturity, mastery over his own sense organs and mind. And his life will have only one thing. What is that? Asutte amruta kale vedanta chintaya kalam naya. If you go to Uttarakhand, you can see sadhus, plenty of sadhus are there. Very dedicated sadhus. Morning 11 o'clock, they will go for bhiksha, get food and come back. Evening 5 o'clock, something, again one more bhiksha will be given, they will come back. What is that bhiksha? 365 days, morning roti, dal, chawal. Evening chawal, roti, dal. Yes, only these three things. He cannot ask one dosa kodi, one vada kodi, one rasagulla kodi, ala kela kakal. And if anything, bandara is there, bandara means feast. If somebody died, they give bandara in that person's name. They feed sadhus. What is the special item, you know? One sabji will be given. Little vegetables will be given. So a person should stand all this physically and mentally. So sufficient maturity and mastery over his own likes and dislikes. And what is the positive aspect of sannyasa life? Lot of free time. No responsibility, no roles, therefore lots of free time. And the very positive aspect can be a negative aspect if the person is immature. So free time la en maduthivi navella, suppose if we get leisure, if we get leave, what we do? We hang on. There is a new word they have found out. Hang on. Hang on to what? Some people hang on to bottles, some people hang on to TV, some people hang on to bed. So initially when I heard, one boy only told, Swamiji, today whole day hanged on to my bed. Hanged on to your bed? How it is? Bed is generally kept on the floor only. Something to hang on means that will be height and you will be hanging on. Then he explained, no Swamiji, you be all the time in the bed, that is called hanging on bed. Then he explained all other criteria also. Hang on to relatives, hang on to friends, morning to evening, just with friends. Talking all nonsense and getting tired, then come out. That is the leisure. Or hang on to the TV. So one minute you change the channel. Nowadays I heard there are 500 channels. Is it true? 500 channels? Wisdom I get only through children. Children only they come and tell. So one boy told, 500 channels Swamiji, one minute you see, 500 minutes gone. So what is the problem? 8 hours I can make it out like that, he only told. So in that way, you hang on to. So there is nothing productively done. Nothing done productively. But if sannyasi is this type of childish mind, what will be his life? Lazy life it will be. And an hypocritic life. Dharmendriyani sanyamya ya aste manasasmaran. Indriyarthan vimudhatma mithyachara sauchyate. Bhagavan told in the third chapter. Without having mastery over his own mind and sense organs, if a person takes to this lifestyle, then naturally he will become an hypocrite. Externally, he will declare to the society that I am not for all these things, but at the same time his mind will be behind all these things. So, both ashrama has positive and negative aspects. So, in selection, what is the criterion? Individual's maturity is the criterion, correct? Both have positive and negative, for which I am prepared. So therefore Bhagavan says, but for you and people like you who are manda adhikarinaha, who don't have enough vairagyam, who are extroverted in nature, ತಯೋ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗ ಕರ್ಮಸನ್ಯಾಸಾತ್ ವಿಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ. ಗೃಹಸ್ಥಾಶ್ರಮ ಆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಸ್ಟೈಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೇಫರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬೆಟರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಆಶ್ರಮ ಮಾಂಕ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಸ್ಟೈಲ್. ಈಗ ಸನ್ಯಾಸಾಶ್ರಮ ಡಿಮ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಸರ್ಟನ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ಸ್, ಕೆಪಾಸಿಟಿ ಟು ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ಇಮೋಷನಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್. ದ ಹೋಮ್ ಸಿಕ್ ದೇಸೇನ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ವರ್ಡ್ ಹೋಮ್ ಸಿಕ್. ಐ ಥಾಟ್ ಹೋಮ್ ಸಿಕ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎಲ್ಡರ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. 60-70 ಇಯರ್ ಓಲ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೇಂಟ್, ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ ಮೈ ವೈಫ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾನ್ ಟು ರಿಲೇಟಿವ್ಸ್ ಹೌಸ್, 3 days ಶಿ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಹೌಸ್, ಸೊ ಐ ಫೀಲ್ ವೆರಿ ಬೋರ್ಡ್. ಅರೆ 60 years ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಹೋಮ್ ಸಿಕ್. ಐ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ದಟ್ ಹೋಮ್ ಸಿಕ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಲೀಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಸೊ ಇಮೋಷನಲ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆನ್ಸೀಸ್, ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆನ್ಸಿ ಆನ್ ರಿಲೇಟಿವ್ಸ್, ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆನ್ಸಿ ಆನ್ ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಬ್ಯಾಲೆನ್ಸ್. ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ ಸೇಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ವಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ವೆಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ಫೆಲೋ ರಿಚ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ suicide because his bank balance went below $1 billion. His bank balance went below $1 billion. He thought, how will I live in my future like that? He suicide. In Complete Words we come across that. So there is an emotional dependency. Suppose somebody asks you, what is your house address? You have to give some house address, correct? But monk cannot give that house address. Happily he can say, I don't have address. That means what? Care of platform. I should have the guts and proud to say that I am care of platform. I don't have particular friends. I don't have particular relatives. I don't have particular bank balance. These are all emotional dependencies. And the qualification on the part of monk life is what? Capacity to go through life's ups and downs. One day nicely they will garland you, give you nice rasagulla and other thing, and next day you will not have even food also. Ordinary food also you may not have. One day nice bhiksha, another day fasting. I might have told one story. Keeping quiet is very difficult for many. Keeping quiet is difficult. Keeping quiet means what? Even when they are sitting, they will be picking up these rags wherever they are sitting. You can see. Or they will do like this, fingers they will do like that, nose they will do. Keeping quiet itself physically is difficult for many people. I think I have told this. Summa irukkara Swami. Sitting Swami without doing anything. This story is there in our sadhu group. There was a Musari department officer. So he was posted to this particular temple. So as even he got that post, he thought I should do something grand in this temple administration. So he was just going through the list of people who are all given temple prasada, food. So he saw chief priest, one packet. Then Tavilwan. Tavilwan means what? The drum wala who plays drums in the temple, for him one packet. Then Nadaswarawan, musician, another packet. Then assistant pujari, another. Like that it is going on there. And the end of the list was there. Sitting Swami. For sitting Swami, one packet. He thought, hurry, sitting Swami, what duty it is? Then he called the pujari and asked, hey, who is this fellow? And he told, one Swami is there. He doesn't do any work to the temple, simply comes daily, like office going, correct time he comes and sits at the door seat. At the entrance of the temple, he simply sits. So we call him sitting Swami, that's all. Then the officer asks, why you give food? No, he's a very good man, he doesn't do any mischief, all the time he just sits. What he does? He doesn't do anything, nothing he does. Then the officer told, cancel this. Temple prasad should go for those who are helping temple activities. So the Swami was informed that your food is cancelled by the new officer. After finishing all his office duties, the officer was coming out. The Swami told, sir, since you have cancelled my food packet. Yes. What duty you are doing? Why should we give prasada? The Swami told, sir, all your duties I can do. I can do puja, I can do administration, I can do tavil, I can do everybody's duty, but nobody can do my duty. What duty you are doing? Simply sitting. That's what I say. You come and sit, then you will see. So by the time people were gathered around him, and it was a prestige issue for that officer, so he also thought, all right, I'll show to you that I also can do what you are doing. So he was made to sit next to him. Then 15 minutes over, 20 minutes over, 30 minutes over, then people who are going and coming, sir, how are you, sir? Ah, I am fine, he replied. Then Swami told, don't talk, simply sit. Then he started seeing the watch. Then Swami told, don't see time, simply sit. 1 hour, 1.5 hours over, out of irritation, because he could not do that. 1.5 hours, who will sit? He could not do that. He got up. Who will do this duty? You alone can do. So he went to office directly and wrote, for sitting, Swami, give 2 packets. Summa irukkira Swami ke rendu patta kodu. Give 2 packets. Because keeping quiet is very difficult. That's why if any occasion, any leave means what? We have to plan before what we will do, 2 days, 3 days, either going out or going to relative's place, like that. So that capacity to be quiet and capacity to use our time and quality mind in studies and capacity to stand alone without any emotional dependency and capacity to go through the vicissitudes of life, ups and downs of life, and capacity to be free from strong likes and dislikes. A monk can never have strong likes and dislikes. Even with regard to his food, he cannot have, because whatever they give, that only he should eat. He cannot ask, please give one masala dosa. You are all eating, once in a while you can give, like that cannot. Or he cannot even wish to change the color of the dress. There is no fancy with regard to his hairstyle also. Either full growing or full shaving. In between, hairstyle is not the funk and those things are there. Na? There is no possibility of raga, dvesha, likes and dislikes. So Arjuna, you are not matured enough. You are not matured enough for gaining knowledge, only maturity. And you are not matured enough even for this monk lifestyle. Sannyasa ashrama, therefore stay in grihastha ashrama, perform your duties, perform your swadharma as karma yoga, because karma yogi also can be a karma yogi only if he has moksha as the goal. Without keeping the Lord or without keeping the moksha, no one can practice karma yoga. Because what is karma yoga? Whatever action is done, it should be offered as the puja to the Lord. And whatever result he gets, it should be received as prasadam. So while doing also, while receiving also, both time Bhagavan is the center of both actions. So when Bhagavan comes as the center of life, then only all actions are converted as karma yoga. Karma yoga is not doing some particular action. Every action is converted as yoga by a particular attitude, that my life is for moksha, my life is for freedom, my life is for knowledge, my life is for loving the Lord. Then all things happens. He accepts all the duties as spiritual practice, then it is converted by his attitude. Without that attitude, even the so-called spiritual practice called prayer or anything or puja becomes materialistic action. Correct? If you go to temple, we find some priests, they don't have any prayerful attitude when they perform that puja. And the punctuation of the prayer depends upon the length of the note you put on the plate. If it is 500 note, it is 17 minutes rudram. If it is 100 rupees note, it is 12 minutes rudram. If it is 10 rupees, only this only. And you also satisfied. You go to North India side, terrible pandas. We wonder how staying here in the presence of Lord they can have this much of materialistic ideas. So puja is worship only, na? The very puja becomes materialistic action. Here Bhagavan says the so-called materialistic action, going to office also can be become a puja, only depends upon your attitude. Therefore Arjuna, don't try to jump in grihastha ashrama itself. You can gain maturity, and in grihastha ashrama itself, you can gain atma jnanam also. He quotes himself. He quotes a lot of people Janaka and others. Therefore, Bhagavan says both have positive and negative aspects, both have validity only if moksha is the goal. Which is better life? No life is better life. Unless Bhagavan is the center of life. This is a constant assertion in every scripture you find. Keep Bhagavan as the center of life. You may be a robber. That's what in our culture, even robbers had Devata, you know, Kali or Ganesha or someone. Before robbery, they will go and pray, "Oh Lord, please help me. I will give 10%, 20%. Same thing is continuing now in decent way. Before going for any akrama, our politicians or officials go where? Where? Now Kali all left. Venkatachalapati has taken the lead. So all robbers and cantankerous fellows go there. And that Devata is Moksha Devata, you know. If you go through the Vaishnavite Acharya's songs, the Tirupati Venkatachalapati is Moksha Devata. Sharanagati Devata, they call it. So all the old words poems, if you read, there you cannot pray for any other thing other than Moksha. That is the Devata. But now that Devata is in trouble because of Kali Yuga, modernism, all go. Sadhu cannot go there. You find any monk there? No. If you go to Uttarakhand, full of monks. Gangotri, full of monks. But Tirupati, no monks. Because others go there. So he cannot go there. Even though we go, immediately you have to run away. Because everywhere, oh, Venkatachalapati, Venkatachalapati, adu kodu, idu kodu. Namge enu bekagile na hogtivi. Avarella bandu adu kodu, idu kodu. So they go before robbery in a decent way. Go and make a percentage. Then afterwards, they give that percentage. Bhagavan receives that percentage. But that is not the guarantee that you will not be punished. You will receive the... Recently one person gave some diamond kirita, it seems. So they received. Now he is in jail. Somebody, one big shot they told. So in that way, both have validity, both lifestyle have validity only if Bhagavan or Moksha is the goal. The choice depends upon one's inner maturity. Then the question may come, how can I get inner maturity while staying in the householder lifestyle itself? When we find that householder lifestyle is full of problems, turmoils and responsibilities, where is the quality time, quality mind for spiritual practice? So when we have this doubt, Arjuna also had this doubt. So Bhagavan will explain what is the meaning of maturity and how that maturity can be gained staying in householder's life itself. Those details we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmani Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.